USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The final missing person in the collapse of a condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, has been identified. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava announced Monday the remains of 54-year-old Estelle Hedeya were identified by authorities, bringing the death toll in the collapse to 98 people. She was the last person listed as unaccounted for in the collapse of the 12-story tower last month. And you'll soon need to prove you've had your COVID vaccination to enjoy a night out in San Francisco. The San Francisco Bar Owners Alliance, a group representing nearly 500 bars in the city, announced Monday that its members will require patrons to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test in order to drink in their bars. The group saying it agreed to the regulations after seeing a number of bar workers get infected by the virus while working. The rules are set to go into effect on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
One congresswoman is calling on the Biden administration to pressure China into allowing a full investigation into the origins of COVID. Lance Pry reports.
Finding the true cause of COVID-19 is the only way to be stronger from the pandemic. Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News, now is the time for President Biden to put pressure on stonewalling China.
President Biden has an opportunity also to bring other countries and bring allies on board and the international community on board to ask for an investigation and information from the laboratory that we do not have, because this is important. It's important for public health, not only here in the United States, but also abroad.
China officials are adamant the virus started in the wild and not the Wuhan lab being eyed by American scientists. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Flora Duffy won the women's triathlon Tuesday in Tokyo, giving Bermuda its first ever gold medal. Duffy finished the race in 1 hour, 55 minutes, and 36 seconds, more than a minute in front of second place finisher Georgia Taylor Brown of Great Britain. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
On the eve of the first meeting of the Select House Committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy introduced a resolution to have all five Republican members he nominated seated to the panel. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had rejected Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio, causing the minority leader to pull all five of his picks. The measure was tabled along a mostly party-line vote. Congressman Chip Roy believes the committee is an unnecessary partisan exercise. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that investigating January 6th should be a responsibility of the House Judiciary Committee.
There's no need for this select committee, which is clearly a politicized effort. Speaker Pelosi made her a choice. She attacked Jim Jordan. She attacked Jim Banks after the leader, minority leader McCarthy, put forward in good faith members for the committee. I voted against this committee because it was very clear that it was political. Right out of the gate, we knew that. I'm on the House Judiciary Committee, why don't we just simply do our job as a standing committee and haul in front of the Judiciary Committee, the Attorney General of the United States, and say, why don't you start with the 540 arrested Americans and walk us through why they've been arrested, what they're charged with, how long they've been in jail, and what you think the reasoning is behind their being arrested. Then you go from there, and if you think there's some place we need to go in House Administration to talk to the Sergeant-at-Arms or the police officers, we can do that. But instead, they want their politicized committee, and that's what this is about. That's all this is about.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.